Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
In the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting. Not clashing, not at all. But see, my nigga went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking. Give me one pass him. Drip, drip, drop. There goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face. Be tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So flicker the ticket. Let's see your seatbelt fasten. Trunk rattling like two midgets in the back. Seat rattling. Speaker box vibrate the tag. Make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that BASSA? But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that BASSA? The girls all paused with glee, turning left, turning right, thought they looking at me. While I was looking at them, there on the dance floor. Now they got me in the middle, feeling like a man whore. Especially the big girl, big girls need love too, no discrimination in this world. So keep your hands off my cheeks, let me study how you ride to beat, you big freak. Skinny, slim women got the camel toe within them. You can hump them, lift them, bend them, give them something to remember. Hell out timber when you fall through the chop shop. Take a deep breath and exhale. Your ex-male friend, boyfriend was boring as hell. Well, let me listen to the story you tell. And we can make moves like a person in jail. On a low hope.
I love you.
when I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? Those girls are calling us." He said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on." And I went in with a white girl. This girl had soul. Oh, she could dance her butt off. She danced better than a lot of black girls I know.
I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy, even DJ Papa D. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. Even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Crazy Matt. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money, I'm D-Money, I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Tommy. I don't shower, I don't shave, I masturbate 3 times a day. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm so damn funny, I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Tommy. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Tommy. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Tommy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now, I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man, I can do it like that. I love my mama, I love my dad, I'm G-Money, I can take you there. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Tommy, and if you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'm G-Money. Now you know. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. The Pimp Tommy. I work the Vegas Strip. I'm telling jokes.
and I'm rising strong, cause that's my gift. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm G Money, the Pimp Chump. If you don't know, now you know. Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses. From T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we have in the contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Garage Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the Daily Report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
DJ Papa D, let's play the story for my listening audience, and we'll be back for more of the show
in a minute.
What's up, everybody? I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I had the pleasure of having a classroom full of seniors. And the seniors would show up in class every day, and they were supposed to do oral presentations in my classroom. And it was really good because in my class, all I had to do was set up a video camera to videotape the oral presentation. The kids started ditching class because they're seniors. So the kids would ditch school. They would, some of them went out and got jobs, and I needed to find a way to keep the kids coming to school because the kids were ditching school, so they weren't showing up. So what I decided to do, we were going to do a fashion magazine. So I set up a photography studio in my classroom, and on days that we didn't have any presentations, after school, I would have the kids come to the class and I would take their pictures. Well, and I had gone out at the school to lunch to watch some of the kids, watch the kids perform. I looked up and I saw the principal and the school police walking to the back of the school. And I know they didn't regularly walk that far because my classroom was in a bungalow at the end of the school. And the principal never walked that far. And he kept walking and walking. And the next thing I know, he walked in my classroom. And I said, oh, my God. I'm worried now because, see, I left a bunch of Mexicans in my class to watch the soccer match. And I'm thinking, oh, no, the principal's going to walk in and he's going to catch kids in there smoking weed. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to get in trouble because I'm not supervising these kids. So I walk down and I peek around the door to my classroom and I see the principal going through my drawers. And I'm like, what's going on here? And he goes, I'm looking for the photos you took of the kids. And I'm like, really? Why do you want to see the photos? You know, we're getting ready to do a fashion magazine, and I took the pictures for the fashion magazine. He said, yes, I heard, but I also heard you've been taking naked pictures of the students. And I said, oh, come on now. How am I going to take naked pictures of the students in the classroom? And he said, yep, that's what I heard, so I'm coming to check the photos. And I said, all right, you want to see the photos? And I went out behind my classroom to my car that was parked, and I went in the trunk, and I got my shoebox with all of the photos that I had taken of the kids. So I gave him the shoebox, and he took it to his office. And then a student came from the office and said that they wanted me in the office because they wanted to discuss something with me. So I'm like, okay, I know what they want. And I walk up to the office, and I walk in, and the principal is sitting with the assistant principal. He has the director from public relations from the school district. some white guy I had never seen before. And then he has captain of the school police there. And I walk in, and he says, I wish I would have known that you were taking pictures of the kids in your classroom. I would have taken you to jail. And I looked at him, and I said, really? I said, well, if you would have taken me to jail, I would have your job. And I threw down all the parent permission slips in front of him. And he looked, he was like, oh, I didn't know you had all this. So they're going through the pictures, and they excuse me. They tell me to go sit in the office. And so I'm sitting outside the office door, and they're going through the pictures and everything. And then the public relations guy walks out of the office, and he doesn't say anything to me. He just walks right by and keeps going. And I'm going, wow, that's strange. And then the police walks by me, and he doesn't say anything. He just leaves. And I go, wow, they're not saying anything. And then the assistant principal walks out, and she just smiles at me, and she keeps going. And I'm like, well, I knew she knew what was going on because I had given her a letter announcing that I was going to do this project for the students. So I'm talking, and I get up, and I go into the principal's office, and he's like, okay, you can go back to class. And I'm like, oh, right, okay. So he gives me my pictures back, and I go back to my classroom. Well, at the end of the year, I take my grade book, and I turn it in at the principal's office with my roll shoes and stuff. I walk into the principal's office, and I look up on his walls, and he has a picture of his football quarterback. The picture I took is blown up on his wall. And then he got the picture of his basketball players blown up on his wall, a picture that I took. And then he got the track team, the 4x4 girls relay team, which was the fastest relay team in the state. He got their picture blown up on the wall, a picture I took. And I'm looking, and I'm like, you got all of my pictures on the wall. Who said you could have my pictures? He's like, well, I'm the principal at the school, and these are my students. So I thought it was okay if I put the pictures up on the wall. And I said, but you didn't even ask me if you could have my pictures. You were trying to send me to jail for taking naked pictures of the students, and you didn't find anything. But now you want to put my pictures on your wall. How about that? So I just walk out of the classroom, walk out of his office, and I go back to my classroom, and that's how I ended the day. That's the end of my story. Thank you for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Bum, bum, bubba-dum, bum, 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 bubba-dum.
Stand up and scream. Stand up and scream. These bodies of death. God's plan made the man. These booty girls rule the world. These money got girls all over the world. These money got hoes in all areas, though. These booty girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as a day long. I mean, she had firm boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and jump. Stand up and jump. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Take it, take it, take it, big booty girl. Take it, take it, take it, big booty girl. Take it, take it up, take it down. Take it, big booty girls all over town. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it, big booty girls, all day and all night.
She sat up the left.
Kim got a big old bud. Karen got a big old bud.
Quintina got a big old bud.
Lisa got a big old bud. George got a big old bud. Kathy got a big old bud. Cheryl got a big old bud.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old bud. Simone got a big old bud. April got a big old bud. Elaine got a big old bud. Michelle got a big old bud. Melinda got a big old bud. Monica got a big old bud. All my girls got big old bud.
Oh, wait. Yeah, wait. You're looking good to me. I like to
say
that
because
she had a big juicy
hoop. Brenda got a big old bud. Jeffrey got a big old bud. Alice got a big old bud. Janine got a big old bud. Sonya got a big old bud. Nadine got a big old bud. Arthur got a big old bud.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old bud. Rose got a big old bud. Wendy got a big old bud. Renee got a big old bud. Diane got a big old bud. Mary got a big old bud. Francis got a big old bud.
All my girls got big old bud.
OG Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world.
All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girl. I love you.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on
story time with gmoney.com. That's where they're located.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody around the world can listen to my radio show and hear what I've put down for your listening pleasure. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I have the best radio show on the planet. So, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? The weather's beautiful in Vegas. And I want to say it's a beautiful place to come visit right now, but the virus is here, and they're shutting everything down. The casinos are shutting down. So it ain't a whole lot of places to come and entertain yourself. But I did hear somebody played at one of the casinos, and he won $15 million. All right. Well, that's what's going on in Las Vegas. So I'm having a good time, though. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I'm still doing my radio show. All right. Now, let's talk sports.
To the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
In Major League Baseball today, in the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top with 84 wins, followed by the New York Yankees with 77 wins, and in third place, the Boston Red Sox have 76 wins. In the American League Central, the Chicago White Sox are on top with 78 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians, who have 66 wins, and in third place, the Detroit Tigers have 63 wins. And in the American League West, the Houston Astros are on top with 78 wins, followed by the Oakland A's with 74 wins, and in third place, the Seattle Mariners have 72 wins. In the National League, let's start in the East. In the National League East, the Atlanta Braves have 70 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies, who have 69 wins. And in third place, it's the New York Mets with 65 wins. In the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 82 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds, who have 72 wins. And in third place, the St. Louis Cardinals with 68 wins. And in the National League West, the LA Dodgers are on top with 85 wins, followed by the San Francisco Giants, who have 84 wins. And in third place, it's the San Diego Padres with 71 wins. And that is Major League Baseball for Thursday, September 2nd, 2021.
To the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members. And it's time for me to give away that $50 cash prize. So, I'm looking for caller number 13. Let's do lucky 13 today. I'm looking for caller number 13 to tell us the name of this song. DJ Papa D's going to play a clip from a song, and we need you to call in and tell us what the name of the song is. And if you call in and you're number 13, you win $50. So, okay, DJ Papa D, play the clip from the song. Wow, that's a busy song. There's a lot going on in that song, ladies and gentlemen. But I think if you can recognize from the lyrics that you heard what the name of that song is. So we're going to give you 5 minutes, and we're waiting on caller 13, lucky 13, to call in and identify the name of the song and win $50. So in the meantime, DJ Papa D, play my song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity. It was founded in 1906. They wear black and gold. And then there's Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They wear crimson and cream. And then it's Omega Psi Phi Fraternity. They founded in 1911. They wear purple and gold. Then we got Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. They were founded in 1914, and they wear royal blue and diamond white. Then there's Iota Phi Beta. They were founded in 1963, and they wear brown and gold. That's the end of the fraternity. Now for the sorority, for the women, Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, they were founded in 1908. and they wear pink and green. Then you got Delta Sigma Theta, the Roar Machine. They were founded in 1913, and they wear red and white. And then you got Zeta Phi Zeta, the Roar Machine. They wear royal blue and diamond white. And they founded in 1920. And then you got Sigma Gamma Rho. It was founded in 1922. And they wear golden blue. And I'm telling you about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. Oh, hallelujah to the Divine Nine. They volunteer to work in the soup kitchen so they can feed low income, the homeless and the poor. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. They volunteer to work in the hospital with doctors and nurses and heal the soldiers that were wounded in the war. World War One, World War Two, and the Vietnam War. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And I want to tell you about the group that volunteered to teach black kids in the South when it was illegal to teach black kids to read and write. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Then they hosted fundraisers and gave the money to the charities so they could give away college scholarships to high school seniors. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black that marched all over the world for civil rights. They complained about the white policemen killing black people in evil murders by George Floyd. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about marching on Million Man March, marching on Washington, D.C. with Farrakhan talking to the black men. He told them they need to take control of their house and their families. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about women working for civil rights, equal work for equal pay. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about crossing across the state and sinking men in white only dressing well. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black marching on Selma Bridge for the right to black to vote with John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about integration of sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, golf, tennis, and sports like that. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black and gold, crimson and green, purple and gold, royal blue and diamond white, and black, brown and gold. Talking about the men, Now the women of the divine now, pink and green, red and white, royal blue and diamond white, and golden blue. I'm talking about the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. All hail to the divine nine. All hail to the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp coming. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so, 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 so. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is, don't you know? That's how it goes. What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Well, we're waiting on caller 13 to call in and claim the name of the song that we played the clip from. But we haven't gotten the 13th caller yet. So I guess I put the money away until Monday's show, where we'll have a 3 o'clock start time for our Monday show. And fan clubs, listen in to the show, and we'll see if we have a winner on Monday that will claim this $50. But anyway, DJ Papa D, tell us the name of the song, and then play it for us.
That song was Keep On Bumping by the KGs. Yes, I think that was Keep On Bumping by the KGs, and I believe that's out of 1925, something like that. So let me find that song and play it for you. While I'm looking for that song, let me play another song by G Money called Team Tag. Here we go.
In the neighborhood, we have more kids from Western to Cimarron. And from 66th Street to Gage, and I had a group of guys, my crew, it was 15 of us, and we grew up together playing ball, going bowling, playing tennis, playing football, softball, baseball, and basketball. And running track. And on our street, we played what we call team tag, where we would divide the teams up into 10 people on each side, and we would have two bases. And the object of the game was to get from one home base to the other home base. And that's where all of the developed all of their moves, because we learned to fake and run and fake out the other
play in tennis, and on our street, we played what we called team tag. And we had some girls on the team that were really fast, like Kim Mitchell and Karen Mitchell, which was like my two sisters, and they were real fast. They could outrun most of the guys on our block. And then we had another girl named Val, and she was getting big because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we called team tag. And then we had Warren, and he was real fast, and he had a lot of moves. He could stop and start at the drop of a hat. He would come up as soon as you get ready to tag him. He would just freeze, and he would take off running. So he had real good moves. And then we had a guy that lived on the corner, Chuck. He was real fast, and he had stop-and-go moves, too. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we called team tag. We had a lot of kids that wanted to play with our game, but we always picked the best players to be on our team. We had a white boy, his name was Billy, but Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat, and he would run, but he was still fat, so he would get caught. We played that almost every day after school. Everybody would line up about 5 o'clock and we'd pick games. We would run around even in the dark. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we called team tag. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we call team tag. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we call team tag.
I can't do that. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Oh, this is G Money. Oh, this weed is so good. Oh, this is the Kona Green. Oh, this is the Indica, boy. Yeah, DJ, play another song while I get my head together.
A toast to the booty. Feel that, do that.
For how else can you capture a boogie if you don't attack from the back?
To the rear march.
My name is the one. Some people call me the bone.
I'm ready to spread.
We don't come in, we just buddies. So baby, may I
I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete. And they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm D-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so.
we were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than you. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. The pimp out. I'm 6'1". 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. If I can take you there. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds of man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money if I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. Rip, what's up, Las Vegas? Love and everybody around the world. I hope you enjoyed today's show. With clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to go somewhere, so I got to get out the air chair. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, pray with me. I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for promoting my radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my in-studio engineer. So we'll be back on the air on Monday. All right, let's pray. I'm G Money, and I'll talk to you on Monday. So DJ Papa D, pray the prayer. And let's pray, people. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us
with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.